It is Friday, November 7th. No, it's not. It's Saturday, November 7th.
Yeah.
I've totally lost track of time because we're just having too much fun. This is Sean McCord at the 2015 The Virginia Film Festival. I am here in the Whiskey Jar at Film Festival Central, sitting across from a longtime friend of the festival, Gary Springer. Gary, you've come here for many years. I think we've spoken just about every year you've been here.
Yeah, this is my third year in a row. Mm-hmm. I think it's a terrific festival. Jody's got a really good vision.
Jody Kilbasa is the executive director,
who I've actually worked with at another film festival in Sarasota, which he really built into being one of the top 10 regional festivals in the United States. And I think that's going here. One of the great things about this festival is also the advisory board, who are all people like, Mark Abraham, who brought I Saw the Light, our opening night film.
Right.
Mark Johnson, who is, the head of the Academy Foreign Film Division and a big producer. Julie Lin, who is actually producing segments of the Oscar telecast this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all graduates of University of Virginia.
That's right.
And they're all advisory board members of this festival. So all of that, helps because... most festivals would die to have a Meg Ryan or a, Oliver Stone. And we have
Meg Ryan, both.
And Oliver Stone and Leonard Maltin and, Cherry Jones and, Maddie. And that's what, the excitement and energy of a festival is great.
And I've got Gary Springer.
You've got Gary Springer.
Publicist to the stars.
I have been doing that for quite a few years now.
So tell me about some of the films that you're bringing to us this year. Let's start with Lady in the Van.
The Lady in the Van is a film that I'm representing for Sony Pictures Classics. Mm-hmm. We're opening in New York on December 4th, New York and Los Angeles, for Academy qualification. Then we close for a week, and then we reopen again on January 15th.
Right, but you're screening tonight.
So we're screening tonight, and everybody can get a chance to see Dame Maggie Smith. So if you know Downton Abbey, of course, Maggie Smith is the Dowager Countess,
mm-hmm.
and she's a two-time Academy Award winner. And this movie is a hoot. It's a true story. Alan Bennett, who wrote things like The History Boys and The Madness of King George, moved into a little community in Camden Town in London, a suburb of North London, in 1970. And there was this lady who people said, she lives on the streets, she lives in her van, and she moved onto his street,
mm-hmm.
and lived in front of different houses. And then finally the borough of Camden was getting rid of her. And he said, look, come into my driveway. I don't have a car. Come in for a couple of weeks. Get yourself settled. She lasted 15 years.
So he thought he'd placate his neighbors, get her van off the street, said, you just park in my driveway for a little while. And she turned out living there in his driveway
and
for 15 years. And this is the true story.
This is a true story. And after she died in his driveway, in the van,
uh-huh.
in his driveway, he he wrote a memoir.
Mm-hmm.
Then he turned it into a play, which they did. Nicholas Heitner directed it, and Dame Maggie Smith starred in it. And it played for years in all over the in the West End and never brought it to the U.S. because Maggie said, I'll only do it if you play yourself, Alan. And he said, no, I'm too busy to do that. I can't do that. And now it's a film directed by Nicholas Heitner and starring Dame Maggie Smith.
Did Alan Bennett play himself?
No, Alex Jennings plays Alan, and Alex has actually played Alan in a number of different productions, not of this,
mm-hmm.
but because Alan writes a lot of, a lot of his work is first person.
Right.
And, he does plays where sometimes he'll do it on stage because he was actually one of the founders of satirical comedy.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the founders of Beyond the Fringe,
that's right.
which was Peter Cook. Dudley Moore. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Miller, and Alan Bennett.
Yeah.
And, satirical comedy is Saturday Night Live.
I mean,
it's stuff like that. But they were doing it back in the early 60s, late 50s.
Really precursors and inspiration for
exactly.
Python. And
exactly.
And
very much so.
The Goon Squad.
And so, but this movie is just charming. It's funny. You can smell her. Just think of living in a van for 15 years, rarely, if ever, bathing.
So as a publicist, do you put that in the tagline? You will smell Maggie
Smith. No. This is what one of the critics who saw the movie came up to me and she said, you know, after the movie, he came up after the screening and said, you know, I mean, she is amazing. I could actually smell her. Yeah. She's so good.
Well, I mean, Maggie Smith is good in everything that she does, but what a pleasure to see her. And on the big screen in the Paramount, I mean, what a gem is.
So, I mean, I advise anybody who's in for a good time. I mean, it's a fun movie. I mean, you know, it's sad, too. It's about a woman, you know, a homeless woman living in a van, but she's so cantankerous, so witty, so funny, so charming. And it's a terrific film. And I think she'll probably get a nomination for an Academy Award. She'll probably win the Golden Globe.
Sure.
Because, you know, the Golden Globe is split into two different categories. And she'll definitely be in that Golden Globe category. And I think she'll get a nomination for this movie. And people can come and see it here tonight. And, you know... Yeah. Nobody else is going to see it for another 2 months.
Yeah, at 6 p.m. at the Paramount. And when that's done, they can run to the other side of the mall at the Southern at 8:30.
Then I have a film called Reconquest of the Useless.
Mm-hmm.
This is so entertaining. Three college guys, one of them whose father is a big producer and was producing Bad Lieutenant, Ports of Call, New Orleans, Werner Herzog, the great director Werner Herzog, was directing. And Sam Pressman was shooting all the EPK footage and became friendly with Werner. And Fitzcarraldo, which is a film that Werner made almost 30 years ago, was one of his
1982
favorite movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a movie about dreamers. It's about this guy who wants to build an opera house in the jungle,
mm-hmm.
the Amazonian jungle.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sam and two buddies from Stanford, when they graduated that summer, they went down to Peru and they just followed in the footsteps of the filmmaking. Not like a making of type thing, but just to see if there's any footprint left 30 years later from Fitzcarraldo and Herzog. And they found so much interesting stuff. They found guys who worked on the film. They found Indians in the jungle who helped carry the boat, which was this huge boat that in the movie Klaus Kinski drags over the mountains of the Andes. They found Werner Herzog's producer, Walter Saxer, who did 13 movies with Werner, now lives in Iquitos in the Amazonian jungle in the Fitzcarraldo Hotel.
Really?
And they didn't know that until they got down there.
They
ran
into
it. These things. And they filmed all this stuff. And it's just fun.
So Fitzcarraldo, if you haven't seen it, it's a real, you know, it's a classic film about somebody who wants to build an opera house in the jungle.
Yeah.
And 30 years later, they go back and make a film about a filmmaker wanting to make a film about someone who builds an opera house in the jungle.
Yeah.
And there are parallels with that film.
There are a lot of parallels, and you know, but it's all about dreamers. It's all about somebody going for something. And these guys were going, you know, to follow that dream as well.
So Reconquest of the Useless.
Which is tonight.
Tonight, 8:30 at the Southern. So one has to wonder if in 30 years people are going to go back.
So if you can't get into Lady in the Van, and you know, Reconquest,
or get into Lady in the Van, then run from there.
And sounds a little bit more, yes, actually, because the timing works out perfectly. Mm-hmm. You can do it, because Lady in the Van is an hour and 43 minutes, so you can run right over.
Right. So I wonder if in 30 years they're going to make a film about the people who made Reconquest.
Making this one. Then I have two films that I'm involved with that are playing here tomorrow. One is called
The Looking Glass. Is that 4:15?
And it's directed by John Hancock and written by Dorothy Tristan, who also stars in it. Dorothy was one of the great counterculture actresses of the 60s, 70s. She was in End of the Road, which is with Stacy Keach, which is one of the, you know, the great hip movies of the late 60s.
Yeah.
She was in Clute with Jane Fonda. She was, you know, she and Jane used to, you know, do street walking with the prostitutes to get a little, you know, background. And
mm-hmm.
Jane did it one night, and she said, I can't do this. John directed things like Let's Scare Jessica to Death and Bang the Drum Slowly and Prancer and Weeds. And Dorothy wrote a lot of these things. And it's a wonderfully warm, warm movie about a woman who was an actress at one point, now is back living in Indiana where she grew up. Her daughter dies in a car accident, and her granddaughter comes from the big city to live with her in this little farming community. And, of course, there's nothing in common. They clash.
Sure.
She's a teenager, you know. And Dorothy's, you know, Dorothy's character is got, you know, early onset of Alzheimer's. And finally, they do find something in common through performing. And it's just a warm, lovely movie.
Well, just a chance to see Dorothy Tristan on screen
again. And they're here. John and Dorothy are here.
Please tell them to come by.
And they'll be here. Yeah. And then my last movie is another fascinating movie. It's also tomorrow night. I think it's at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock at Vinegar Hill. So Looking Glass is at 415 at Violet Crown. And then The Price of Love
tomorrow. Price of Love is an Ethiopian feature, which is rare enough. They don't make that many. And it's a female director. And that's even more rare. And it's a story about a cab driver and a prostitute who he's trying to rescue her from a mean pimp. And they just fall in love. And it's a wonderfully, wonderful kind of romance, set on the streets of Addis Ababa. So just to see Addis Ababa and to go see that is amazing, because it's almost like, it's film as tourism, because you're all over Addis, which is very similar with Reconquest. Mm-hmm. Because Reconquest, one of the things that the guys wanted to do is film Peru and the Amazonian jungle and the Amazon River and Machu Picchu as almost a tourist piece as well as a film. So
that's quite a range. How do you end up becoming a publicist for an Ethiopian film and a documentary film?
I represent
film,
an organization in Monte Carlo that, mm-hmm. that mentors Ethiopian filmmakers. And we're moving actually into Bangladesh this year.
Interesting.
And we do, emerging countries and their film programs. And the director was one of our mentees 2 years ago, who we wound up supporting a lot of the film, giving some education, giving some financial assistance for the film, and then we brought them to Cannes to introduce them to the international film community. Mm-hmm. And then this is her first feature, and so that's how that came about. Lady in the Van, I do a lot of movies with Sony Classics, which also had I Saw the Light, which was our opening night film.
Right.
And also has Son of Saul, which is tomorrow night's closing night film.
Right.
And The Lady in the Van. Last year I was here with Red Army from Sony Classics. And I do a lot of work with them. John Hancock, I was actually an actor for a while. I was in Jaws 2. And John Hancock and Dorothy Tristan were a part of the Jaws 2 initial team of filmmakers. And so I've known him, but my father was a press agent.
Did you get munched on? Did you get munched on?
I live. I survive. But my father was a press agent and actually represented Let's Scare Jessica to Death and Bang the Drum Slowly, which were John's two first movies.
Right.
And he also represented Aram Avakian, who was Dorothy's husband in the 60s, who was the director who made End of the Road. So it's all incestuous, I'm involved in all these
Hollywood,
things.
It's Hollywood, baby. It's all about the connections.
I've been doing it for a long time.
And you've been coming to the film festival, the Virginia Film Festival, for the past few years.
And I like it. It's a great festival.
I'm so glad you do, and I'm so glad you come by to talk to me. Just to recap, we were talking about Lady in the Van, which screens at 6 p.m. tonight at the Paramount. Reconquest of the Useless, so it screens at 8:30 p.m. at the Southern. That's a new venue for us this year. The Looking Glass, which screens Sunday at 4:15 at the lovely new Violet Crown. And The Price of Love, which screens Sunday at 8 p.m. at the Vinegar Hill. Gary, thank you so much for coming by.
Sure.
These all
it's
look like
always
films.
A pleasure.
And we'll do this again next time.
And we'll be back next time.
And bring your friends.
I'm going to send all the Reconquest guys and John and Dorothy so your listeners can talk to them directly.
That'd be terrific. Thank you.
You bet. All right.